What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Folks, back on the Boss Man Show here with Coach Mike Minter, the Campbell Fighting Campbell out of the CAA. Now, Coach Minter, good to talk to you, man. Former Panther player of our Falcons. You know how it is. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I'm going to forgive you for them dirty birds, but that's all right.
Hey, I feel you, man. I feel you. Hey, Coach, let me ask you this, man. You feel like you've had pretty much four different jobs in one,
yeah.
You know, going from, you know, Pioneer to the Big South, Independent Alley, CAA. Do you feel like it's been like four different jobs in your time at Red Campbell, man?
Man, it really has. When I got here, we was non-scholarship. We was dead last in Division I football. And really, they needed a vision, right, to you know, carry this program to where it is today. And my vision was to do exactly what we're doing. It was to go scholarship, but not only scholarship, but get into one of the premier conferences in the country, to be attractive enough for them to call you and ask for you guys to join. And so, yes, it's been four jobs. So I go from non-scholarship, and then we go to scholarship, and so I got to, you know, convince people, hey, man, I got money now. I can give kids, give me some better talent. Then we had COVID, right? So this is another thing in the middle of us getting scholarships, and then now we're in the CAA. And so, man, it's been a great journey, 10 years of doing this. It's been fun, and it's definitely been challenging.
Now, Coach Minter, when you was playing in the NFL, did you see coaching in your future when you was playing, or this something kind of hit you out after you retire, trying to figure out what do I want to do with my life now that football's over?
Well, it was something that came to me afterwards. It wasn't something that I had in my plans. When I got done playing, man, I went into the business world. I had my my own corporation, and so we built that up, and I had about 350 employees by the time that I got done building my business enterprises, and then I got into high school coaching. So I became a head coach in high school, and then I said, no, this is what I need to be doing. I need to be helping young people connect to their greatness. And what better way to do that than do it through the game that I love the most, and that's football. And then once I did high school, we went to 3 state championships. We won 2 out of the 3. And then I said, man, it's too easy. Let me go challenge myself at the college ranks. And that's how I decided to get into college football.
I hear that now, Coach. Man, it's gifts for you. I know you want talented guys on the field. What do you look for in a young man off the field that you want to see in them to become a Campbell, fighting Campbell to play for you and get your toolage of how you made it to the highest level of football, help this guy achieve their goals as well?
Well, the first thing I look for is, does a young man believe in himself that he has greatness? Right, I got to see that in your eyes that you truly believe that. Then after that, now I'm looking for the cornerstones, a person who has that hardworking ability, but also have a purpose and a plan laid out for themselves. Right, and it's hard to find young people today to understand that hard work, like you know, Instagram and all this other social media stuff. It doesn't happen overnight. You got to grind. You got to put that time in. And you got to understand that it costs something. And, yes, and it's not free, right? And so, you know, getting that out of that young person is what we're looking for. Then the other piece to that is making sure that you love the game. Because you got to have passion for what you do. You got to have that enthusiasm for what you do. And so we look for those things. That's it. If I can get those two cornerstones, then I can go to work because I can teach you everything because you're going to put in the time and the effort and the passion that you're going to have to put in. You're going to put it in. So that's what we're looking for, man. The football side, the talent, all that, that'll come. But you, if you don't have them cornerstones, man, it ain't happening.
No doubt, Coach Milton. And I try to teach that to my interns here, like, you know, I went from playing football to media. Like, I didn't unfortunately get a chance to play the NFL like you did, but I went to media, and I had to start off doing the graveyard shift, 2 to 6 in the morning. That's not easy. That's a commitment.
That's a commitment, man. And you got to have that commitment in order to be able to grow. Right, you have to learn all these things you know today. You have to grind to get to the point that you got your own show today, man. So a lot of people just don't understand that, and so this is what we're looking for, because if we can start with that, then we can make magic happen.
No doubt, Coach. I try to get an intern from every school in Atlanta. I try to get to Clark, Spelman, Morehouse, Georgia Tech, Kennesaw, Mercer. I want to get one kid to each one schools. Pass along the knowledge I have, because the game has changed since I got in. When I got in, you had to have a brick and mortar station. You had to, you know, be on it. Now you can have a podcast, a blog, YouTube and get you in. When I started, you had to be at the radio station. It was no none of the else. So like, I'm trying to teach them, hey, I'm giving them the old school game, new school rules. If there's someone don't understand it, but they figure out, oh, dang, JR, that makes sense. Yeah, I'll tell you that. But they don't see it. They know it all when they with us. When they leave us, like, oh, you were right. Yeah, we ain't been through the wars already. We should give you that old OG game, you know?
That's right, man. That is so true. And, you know, hopefully these young people is paying attention to that, because, you know, that's what's really going to set them over the top. Is that if you have that ability today, that's huge, because a lot of people don't have it. So you going in better than 98% of the people that's out there competing.
No doubt, Coach. If you, business coach, with how FBS is, as far as wanting these older kids, known commodities, it allows you to get better high school kids who can overlook right now because with the COVID year, extra guys in the system still. So how has that helped you build your depth on your roster, knowing that as they develop and grow, they can be great for you as you off going NCAA battling for these give that playoffs here, man.
No, absolutely. It's been an unbelievable opportunity for us building this football team, because again, everybody started going to the portal. Everybody started looking at the transfer portal. And we like, look, let's go get these high school kids while ain't nobody paying attention. And we was able to build, you know, back-to-back number one recruiting classes because of that out of high school. And so we are young, but we got a lot of young talent that we grooming right now, that we developing right now. And when these puppies grow up, boy, they're going to be some mean dogs, man. Trust me.
And, Coach, you're in the greatest place to come out of the fine talent. You can get to Georgia as well, Virginia. So talk about where you're at located-wise to get out there, draw a circle around your campus at Campbell and go find players who fit what you all want to do.
Well, look, we don't discriminate. We going wherever they at. We going, all right? So – If they in California, we had about 5, 6, 7 of them sign with us last year from Cali. We going everywhere, man. East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, South, North. We got them all represented on our roster. So if they can play and they got them cornerstones, man, we going to get them. All right. So 95 is kind of, you know, the thing that we kind of look at the big highway. So we go from, you know, Florida all the way up to you know, New York. And then we go with 85. And so that's going to go over there to the Georgia area. And that's, you know, we're going to hit 40. That's going to be another one that carries us over to the Tennessee area. And so these are the areas that we hitting, man. Is that if 95, 40, 85 can touch you, we definitely gonna come see what you have.
100%. And Coach, let me ask you this, man, for your guys, man, seeing them, those young men grow, and how you helping them off the field for us, you know, that they want to get internships, know what the way the hours are now, some of the internships for these young men as they get better at football, get a holistic approach to wanting to make sure they have a degree after football they can go tap into and be successful like you were off the field as well.
Absolutely. So I think the biggest thing that we try to do is teach these men life skills, right? So what does it mean to be humble? You know, a lot of people don't understand that humbleness is a real thing, and you need to understand that skill. Respect, right? Just being able to respect yourself, respect others, and respect, you know, the journey, the game. You got to respect it, or it's gonna treat you bad, right? So, you know, that's one of the things that you know, we try to teach our young men. And then at the same time, how to think. Because a lot of people don't know how to think, right? Everybody's telling them how to think, but what's the process of thinking? And so we teach them that, because no matter what you choose to do, if you can outthink everybody, then you're going to be at the top of the food chain, right? And so these are the type of things that we are trying to instill to these guys every single day by using the game of football. Of course, some of our guys go get to play in the National Football League. We got two dudes right now. One at the Chargers and the other one at Miami. And so we have guys that goes to that next level to play professionally. But at the end of the day, you still got to have these principles that we talk about all the time. And so we live in truth, man. We're gonna preach truth all the time. And so if you hear truth, then you do two things. You either bow to it and learn from it, okay, or you get broken by it. So you get to decide which one which path you gonna take. And this is what we try to teach our young men.
And Coach Milcher, I try to tell people on this show that FCS football is not a blow with FBS. The talent is still there. Don't judge it because it's FCS. That is not good football. But I tell the young men in FCS that are playing on Sundays right now, but turn the film. It's pretty similar to when you watch it. Now, it might not be Power 5 level, but Group of 5 FCS, it's no difference pretty much when you watch on the film.
It really not. And the NFL is not looking at it any differently either, just to let everybody know. If you at the Power Five and you are one of those blue bloods, they'll look at you different, but they not looking at everybody else below that. Man, we all the same. So can that young man handle the locker room? This is what they want to know. Can this young man handle the stress and the pressure that's going to be on your neck every single day? Well, we developing our guys to be able to do that. And so that's why the NFL, every scout, every team come through and see our guys, because they know we training them to be that. And if they got that talent and ability to play, they're going to get their opportunity.
No doubt, Coach. And you got a big win over Hampton this past week. You went on the road there again. Talk about getting a young team getting a tough road win in some place like Hampton with all the band and the pageantry.
we definitely had the band going, man. It was kind of a situation where, you know, our guys, we got 7 road games this year. Kind of unusual with us coming into the CAA for the first year. Our scheduling got knocked off a little bit. And so I taught my guys early on that, hey, man, guys, we got to become road warriors. We got to understand how to go on business trips and take care of business. And, you know, with that, man, we've been able to go on the road and get some big-time wins for us this year, man, for a young team. So it was a huge win for the program, for us, you know, this season. We got 4 games left, man. You win them 4 games, you'll be talking to me again, and we'll be in them playoffs.
No doubt, Coach. I want it to happen, too. I want it to happen as well, Coach. Let's get some, man. For your young guys, man, how are you approaching this bye week for them? I know bye week is really important. And so how are you approaching the bye week for these young men and getting other guys healthy as well?
Well, yeah, I think you hit it. It's one, to get everybody healthy. So you get the ones that's banged up, you get them in a treatment. And then it's also for development, right? So you use this time to get extra practices in. You go back to training camp mode, and you go against yourself. And it's really about competition at that time and just getting reps and getting people better. And so that's what we used it for. Go over situations so guys can kind of get that, refreshed in their mind as a young guy who hasn't been playing. And they got a lot of reps this week, man. So we practiced Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Today was our last day. And now they have off until Monday. And so we'll get back together on Monday to get ready for Maine.
Now, Coach, I have one more before I ask you about this, man. How was the environment in that dome, man? I know I played there in the Atlanta Classic when I was playing football. But how was it coming at Georgia Dome when no one's going to be a lot of Panther fans there, too? The Falcons fans, man, how they vibe in that dome, the old Georgia Dome, which I still miss. I miss it today. Today's been anyway at the old dome, but I missed the old dome.
Yeah, I didn't get to play in the new one, so this is the old one is the only one I know. And you know what? It was so live and exciting when Mike Vick was there, right? So you know, you guys was kind of like the team to be. And everybody wanted to be there. And I remember when he came back, he had, whatever happened. I think he got hurt or something. And he came back. It was a Monday night game. And we was playing him. And you know, he floated at the end of the game for about 15 yards to get that touchdown to win. And so, man, it was just excitement, man. It was a lot of juice in that dome. And man, when 7 was there, boy, that was the place to be.
No doubt. I'm looking forward to seeing what the Panthers do, man. And I love coming up to the bank up there in Charlotte, man. I miss it. I thought Blake was in Charlotte. I miss they moved to Baltimore. I love me some Charlotte. I love uptown Charlotte, man. I love the Charlotte because it reminds me of a mini Atlanta. I feel like I'm at home.
That's right. That's exactly what it is, man.
Yes, sir. Well, Coach Milter, hey, good to talk to you, man. Good to talk to somebody I covered back when I was still at my age, but I covered you. It's crazy to talk to somebody I covered, man, in the NFL, man, but it's all good, man. I was good to see brothers like yourself do well, man. I hope I'm talking to you again in playoff time, Coach. You get that berth, man.
That's what I'm talking about, buddy. I appreciate you, man. You have a great day, all right?
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate you. It was fun, man.
All right, brother.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.